Pierce Brosnan has worked with conservation groups for years to protect marine mammals. A short movie about harm to whales from underwater noise that Brosnan narrated was released last week.
Whales, dolphins, and other marine animals use sound to navigate while migrating, to locate each other over great distances for mating, to find food, avoid predators, and care for their young. Human technology is now drastically changing this environment, damaging a delicate web of life, threatening the ability of whales and other marine animals to function, and ultimately, to survive.
The movie was produced by Imaginary Forces, a media design firm in Hollywood. It uses tape of actual military sonar recorded with hydrophones by whale biologist Ken Balcom during U.S. naval exercises.
High-intensity sonar used by the U.S. and other navies to locate submarines can emit sounds over 235 decibels, as loud as a rocket blasting off. Air guns, used for offshore oil and gas exploration, emit intense noise bursts that can cover thousands of square miles.
The movie was released to coincide with a lawsuit filed by the Natural Resources Defense Council, NRDC, and other conservation groups against the U.S. Navy. The suit alleges that mid-frequency sonar needlessly harms marine mammals in violation of bedrock environmental laws. Joel Reynolds heads NRDC's Marine Mammal Protection Project. He announced the lawsuit atop a cliff in Santa Monica overlooking the ocean.
This case is not about choosing between our environment and our national security. All of us believe in clean air, clean water, and the protection of our natural resources. All of us believe that national security is essential. But whales and other marine species should not have to die for practice. And that is what's happening today, beyond any shred of scientific doubt.
Although scientists still aren't sure exactly how underwater noise kills marine mammals, they're certain that it does. Kara Horowitz is one of the lawyers at NRDC who drafted the lawsuit against the Navy.
There was a recent article in the scientific journal Nature that took a look at some whales that washed up in the Canary Islands after a military exercise there, and what it found is that the whales had hemorrhages and embolisms, which are little bubbles, in their internal organs. And what it speculated was that whales were getting something like what human divers get when they ascend too quickly, called the bends.
Over the last 10 years, there have been numerous mass whale mortalities associated with naval sonar exercises. After one of the best documented incidents, even the U.S. Navy admitted it was to blame.
Bahamas, March 2000. A U.S. Navy ship blasts high-intensity sonar during training. 16 whales strand, bleeding around the ears and brain. A U.S. government report concludes the mass mortality was caused by high-intensity sonar. Beaked whales observed there for years were never seen again.
NRDC said last week that its lawsuit is not intended to prevent sonar training. Instead, it wants the Navy to take simple precautions, like avoiding whale migration routes, listening for whales before blasting sonar, and turning up the volume gradually, which could give marine mammals a chance to flee. The Navy has 60 days to respond to the lawsuit. In a statement made last week, the Navy asserted that it already complies with the law. For EcoTalk, this is Daniel Heinerfeld in Los Angeles.